Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros. Thank you for listening.
From the diary of Thomas Alva Edison.
My deafness did not prevent me from hearing the clicking
of a telegraph instrument when I was as near to it as always must be. From the start, I found that deafness was an advantage to a telegrapher. While I could hear unerringly the loud ticking of the instrument, I could not hear other and perhaps distracting sounds. It may be said that I was shut off from that particular kind of social intercourse which is small talk. I'm glad of it. I couldn't hear, for instance, the conversations at the dinner tables of the boarding houses and hotels where, after I became a telegrapher, I took my meals. Freedom from such talk gave me an opportunity to think out my problems. I have no doubt that my nerves are stronger and better today than they would have been if I had heard all the foolish conversation and other meaningless sounds that normal people hear. The things that I needed to hear, I have heard.
To me, when I go over there from Orange,
New York seems rather a quiet place. Not even that city is a strain upon my nerves. Most of the nerve strain of our modern life, I fancy, comes to us through our ears. People with good hearing have become so accustomed to the uproar of civilization that uproar has become necessary to their lives. A man talking to a boy shall multiply the volume of his voice by four or five times, and yet finds it difficult to make a man of normal hearing understand. But I can hear talking such noises with such difficulty. When I traveled much between New York and Orange on suburban trains, while the train was running at full speed and roaring at its loudest, I would hear women telling secrets to one another, taking advantage of the noise. I cannot conceive of such a thing as a spirit. Imagine something that has no weight, no material form, no mass, no word. Imagine nothing. I cannot be a party to the belief that spirits exist and can be seen under certain circumstances and can be made to tilt tables and wrap chairs and do other things of a similar and unimportant nature. The whole thing is so absurd. I have been thinking for some time of a machine or apparatus which could be operated by personalities which have passed on to another existence or sphere. Now follow me carefully. I don't claim that our personalities pass on to another existence or sphere. I don't claim anything because I don't know anything about the subject. For that matter, no human being knows. But I do claim that it is possible to construct an apparatus which will be so delicate that if there are personalities in another existence or sphere who wish to get in touch with us, this existence or apparatus will at least give them a better opportunity to express themselves than the tilting tables and wraps and Ouija boards and mediums and the other crude methods now purported to be the only means of communication.
In truth, it is the crudeness of the present methods that makes me doubt the authenticity of purported communications with deceased persons.
Why should personalities in another existence or sphere waste their time working a little triangular piece of wood over a board with certain lettering on it? I believe that if we are to make any real progress in psychic investigation, we must do it with scientific apparatus and in a scientific manner. Now, what I propose to do is to furnish psychic investigators with an apparatus which will give a scientific aspect to their work. This apparatus, let me explain, is in the nature of a valve, so to speak. That is to say, the slightest conceivable effort is made to exert many times its initial power for indicative purposes.
It is similar to a modern powerhouse, where a man with his relatively puny 1/8 horsepower turns a valve which starts a 50,000 horsepower steam turbine. My apparatus is along those lines, and the slightest effort which it intercepts will be magnified many times so as to give us whatever form of record we desire for the purpose of investigation. Beyond that, I don't care to say anything further. In evening, went out on the seawall.
Noticed a strange
phosphorescent light in the west. Probably caused by a baby moon just going down Chinaward. Thought at first the aurora borealis had moved out west.
Went to bed early.
Dreamed of a demon. With eyes 400 feet apart.
Or a sleeping dogwood tree
water,
but a hunger scatters all sways and
desire
the ranks
and rifts of modern
inside the mire. There's a constant
do you speak radio
that holds
inside the
mind's
giant race all day
entangled
that holds
in
the
gods
of expressions
dry
gather
race
all day,
all day
night.
But all of the 23
gods and spirits
of the
body
gathered
all
as when
necessary
that all of the 23
he shaped his course
to be clear with
the
reserve
has
necessary
close by his weapon
use large blue
syllables
the reserve
has
he
carries a sharpened
half
hour
and
craves and
says
the pilgrimage
of
those of
bright
age.
He
carries
a
sharpened
half hour
and craves
they call
this
pilgrimage
object
that
glows
of dark
age.
Great
helps
us to
sweet
the
damaged
angel
what they call
this
dogwood
tree.
Object that glows
also
in like branches
and rifts
of mocking
birds.
Do you
speak
radio? How do you
say?
Also
entangled
in
the spirit
of oppression, water, wood, and meat, walls and windows. He shook his course to be clear with the world.
How do you
say? Rebuke the breezes were soft.
Asleep in the waves.
A white object.
They discovered
new
islands
new by
following
the
flight
of
birds.
The
weather
was
heavy.
The weather had cleared.
The wind had cleared.
The nights were
moss. The wind was light.
At dawn,
the nights were
mild.
A very lovely
river.
At dawn,
the wind
fell.
Beautiful
mountains.
A
very
lovely
river.
First lane,
a
beautiful
mountain.
He
shaped
his course.
First lane,
a
wild
amaranth.
And
dog
that
never barked.
The fishermen all ran away.
Mountains.
And
dog
that never
barked.
Mountains.
The ragged
islands. More lovely and clear. The ragged
islands.
The breezes were soft.
Philosophers
asleep in the waves.
Say many
white
things.
Object.
Yep.
They discovered
oh,
new islands
for
following the flight of birds.
There were some people.
The weather was heavy.
Philosophers say
they fled.
When the weather
had
cleared,
the
wind
to
the hour
light.
Of vespers.
Oh,
but then, where are these islands
example.
Now?
At dawn, the wind
in
fell.
The houses.
A very worst
rule.
They found no
one.
Flight
of mountains.
Forest of
vespers.
Cruising with a fat man again.
The fishermen all
then
ran away.
I don't want to be
the
only
dog
without shadows.
Barked.
He said. How do you say?
More
a boy goes by
clear.
With bread shaped like a baby. Another comes
islands.
Along with a dirty rope. For a game.
Philosophers say
a pagan and grandmother dead on the road.
His
daughter
is
like a mountain without rain.
There were
summer
people.
Enemy, the bad one, the old people say.
Light.
The moon rides a big night animal just above the trees. It's very late. The crows are fast asleep. And the mockingbirds as well.
Up to the hour of vespers, but then where
the
are
trees
these islands
are dreaming
now?
Too.
In the
houses
they
of
found
chestnuts.
No one. Forests of heaven.
Leaves imagine
the fat
their spurs.
I don't want to be the only place.
Or an abandoned
shadows,
house
full
of dirt.
And you say,
and
a boy goes by with
silver.
Bread shaped like
a
baby.
Disaster gives
a
kiss to
they found
the
no
manager.
For a game.
Forest is as white as a
grandmother dead on
the
road.
The wind comes on
like
into
the
thing.
Don't
want to see
rain.
Only
the valleys
are in
the
shadows.
Say,
the
moon rides
a big
night.
Green
and
red
far
in
the
joy. Death by red
thing
says,
he keeps
the crows. My ex and
Y
joining.
The
radio says, inside the giant stooping lady. Bad answer to bread and crazy hopes like
an
abandoned
dirt clear water.
She's a dish drying
silver.
Slowly all evening.
Disaster
touches
gives
a kiss
to the
on a rack near the kitchen window.
She was as white
as
a
green elements of love. Don't bother.
The wind comes
in triple order of milk. Roses. Wet pavement. Come on, come on, come
Some
on.
Some goes to the secret person, that one at the pleasant whisper going. The moon rides into my animal's lane, joining above the wild grass. Inside the giant lake, and she manifests in Massachusetts rain, which, when red,
the trees drying slowly alive, and the touch of the breezes on the rough board,
kitchen window, where the leaves smell of old sad apples and flies inside a hot car, and herbal medicines and stale meat, gingerbread, sperm, and sad handkerchief and crescents come to.
Salt and candles, wild grass.
Wonderful care will be given wind comes rain, into the when which she stays alive. Inside,
come on,
where
come
she always flies sad and circles,
flies inside a hot car,
herbal like the planet,
stale death,
gingerbread,
they said
it keeps my handkerchief and crescents,
enjoyments and candles, the radio.
Wonderful care will be given
inside the
giant stays inside,
where she always flies
and
circles,
red
and
crazy hopes. She's quiet.
Sure she is.
Clarinets.
She's in
inspecting spectacles for sale. Pawnbroker's window blurred by dust.
Pawnbroker's
imperfections in the glass. Tuscaloosa, 1832. Broken ships were common glass.
Elements of love don't bother.
It disappeared more easily. You might begin a tailor or a farmer's boy.
Broken ships
end up with sad, bloody trousers lost in a fight for some island full of serpents, bears, and wild people,
as wild as you, manifests and
but unable to make your noises,
when red,
or a certain life to some dull and evil-minded old body in
smell of old,
fresh
sad
apples and flies
inside a hot car,
didn't even have the real names yet. Or member of a gang in a wild and trashy city where no one knows you by your old name and country, where there were mockingbirds also just as here. There are forms of worship still, the blue jays
inside,
and people sleeping inside boxes and glittering white ships.
Where she always flies
and things you see, a brown hand,
and
a small red bird with a dreamy eye, a god of fight mass, spindle-legged horses,
broken
woman shaking hands,
common man's
body is missing,
dolphin
easily
to make
birds fly fast and painless
silence, light up and
sad,
blood
makes a curious ritual gesture with her left
ancient
bears, a bright green boat moves past motionless beings,
but unable to make
happy
noises or a servant,
naked amber of a
dull and
tiles
of your
a lady who seems to be daydreaming all behind her coach, Eurynomus, a demon of Hades, dances with a patrol woman near a bright blue tree.
Tell me that
prayer
just
as scares you, and sing me the song you sing after.
The rocks are set.
Huge glittering white ships, and things you see for no reason, a brown hand, a small red bird with a dreamy eye, a god in a wolf's head mask.
Spindle-legged horses.
Remember the time.
A woman shaking hands with a man whose body is missing.
A brown hand.
Dolphins
are
leaping.
Birds fly past.
And
God's
eye.
A famous collection of grass.
Spindle-legged
distraction.
Makes a curious
a woman
ritual
shaking
with
fat band.
At
the keyboard.
Young
angel and her shadow on the
birds fly past. And
naked and
silent
word.
Laws.
A dancing
girl
makes
a curious ritual gesture.
A lady has seen to deal
daydreaming.
A bright
green
needle
wine.
A rhythm of saxophones. Pitches
flows
through sand.
Ice white voices.
Times.
This clean idea,
in
slanted country
song,
while behind her couch,
the radio said,
Eurynomus, a demon of Hades,
remember the time,
dances with a painted woman,
the famous collection
tree,
of grass,
tell me the prayer,
scatter baby,
singing the song,
you sing after
young
the radio
angel,
said,
and her
shadow, remember the time,
bricks,
the famous collection of grass. Is hard to grasp and gleaming like a shack full of cats, all wakeful and dictionary,
and just
a piece of tin inside his brain.
That
how do you say in radio,
at the
a piece of tin
young angel
inside his brain? Remember,
word
people with nails in their heads,
then,
a spirit inside a tree, a history of smells, a man at by sparrows,
family,
correct
saxophone,
flavored like a dog from Memphis, for example. Even this old rat-like forest of do-right gets a late taste of the wind. Someone's out whistling for that thin,
uncombed,
dangling bacon,
all wakeful
with the nasty late-night sweat all over it. On the river of breath, there's a thing like music, like the music of someone walking home after midnight down the middle of a wet, empty street in the city where the voices wander, where the voices collect, where they chase each other.
Gracias.
were drinking needles, like cats and chase mocking vultures, sang in ice cream voices in the houses.
This clean idea in the slain dreams, hard to grasp, with nails in their
and
heads,
cats reiterated voices,
smells,
a piece of tin inside his brain.
How do you say in radio?
That was what the old man longed to hear.
Remembers, for example, with nails
sailing out across the empty thread like feathers and chains,
misreiterations. Correct me if I'm
someone's
wrong.
Someone's madly rage
and sweet aversion with the secret names of his
even
tongue's old
like and forest and nasty
like
legs,
legs wet all the wind. Someone's out whistling
on the river
of breath,
river
of breath there's a dang like bacon.
The one that floats beneath the vaulting ribs.
In the river of breath there's a thing like music, like the music of someone that walks home after midnight down the middle of that empty street in the city where the voices wander, where the voices collect, where they chase each other like cats chase mockingbirds. Like cats chase mockingbirds, and
where?
The house is filled with
there may be things that look like beings,
trapped animals in the house of lions and circles.
That was what the old man
dog-headed
men
in ecstasy
at the
across the boundaries
that was in the slow river.
To hear
all the difficult
sailing
things
out across
the world
will
lie
rage,
down and
they'll
change
rage,
into ships with white sails. So he told the others,
rage,
going down to Mobyster, where there are no witches now, although there were in 1839, one her name was Alaria, and she was like a white oak stood with bark and left to wither, except she did not live. She wandered the city as a small fat animal on a shambling walk,
animals
dragging her snaky tail
in
ecstasy, so whispery and itchy, so like the ghosts of sailing ships,
in this slow breaking
with gods
of
all
the difficult things of this world,
and red bodies of demons and crows go past her. Amused at her movements and motions. But she doesn't care.
We'll lie down
in this slow river. It's raining.
All the
she's crawling in a flooded vein.
With white sails.
She's
lie
listening.
Down and will change. So to show the others.
Information
with
being his
sails.
Business as it
going
were.
Down. To
my friend old Mr. Larve,
who
saw a red-eyed kind of dog inside
were.
His dream. He later saw that same or a similar animal.
One, her name
at the edge
Althea.
Of a stand of sweet gum trees and briars.
And she was like a white oak.
Like a wolf with his wife and children
left.
Near a tall woman river. All of them, the color of dead trees.
So he told the others.
Except that none wolves.
She did not
go
down
to
Mobile. She wandered the city as a star.
That reminded him of his dream,
were,
or so he says.
Dragging her snaky tail.
Philosophers
so
say in actual sense.
Like a ghost of a sailing ship to wither.
Not able to sleep on a long night because her
red bodies wandered the city of
crows.
Go past her.
The phone rings in the building across
the alley.
Someone coughs.
So whispering,
it's raining.
Somewhere
nearby,
a
woman is crying.
She's
just shouting before. Turn something,
and
then turn yourself.
Information
is
being his business.
Dragon
is
high
her,
inside
my friend,
the water.
Old Mr. Love.
What shape the single one
of
us is often dreaming and turned round about like
a later
turn
saw that same or a similar animal at the edge of a stand.
A little space
sweet
after,
gum trees
the mouth
briars.
Of the beast is very soft. Burning
the
water
wolf.
Someday soon.
With his wife and children.
She'll keep silence. A man may be in a dark place, philosophers say. Listen.
It's raining,
tall
singers crawling in a flooded vein.
And
that one calls it
dead
trees. Information
of
being his business.
Also
not wolves.
My friend, old
Mr. Love.
Dry them
and
find
a red-eyed street dog
that says
oil. He later
men
saw her
in
the
shape
of a nocturnal sand heart at the edge of a stand.
Not able to sleep
on
a
long
night
because burning
the
eye
of a
wolf with his wife and children near
the phone
rings
of
the building. All of them
the
color of dead.
The active generation
wolves. Not in heart
somewhere nearby.
Well,
that
reminds
all Greek
shouting
for fast devils.
A thing
to say,
not to
yourself
heart.
Alone.
Not able to sleep on a long
it
night.
It stirs up the
pride
inside
deep water.
What
shapes
good.
A single one of us is often
crashing and
dreaming
and
turns
crashes
about like
a shot
of
say.
Turn
a little space
after
being restless.
Mouth
of
the beast is very soft.
Information about
burning water someday soon. The dogs shall keep silence.
Dragons hide inside deep water, a baby shapes doll, a single one of us is often dreaming and turned around the surface to driveway. In shadow space, man, after the exam, maybe it's the darkest place.
I'd like to be able to burn in water. No more ordinary breathing, early morning heat and singers and winds across the window sills. With shining color, singers and winds cannot
dry out in shadow, horse or elephant.
It is good against enemies, madness, beasts, chiders, and brawling shapes.
Voices of words.
Invasion of fantasy, it gives understanding. Barrels drives away one's enemy. Act of forgetful wounds and heart. A black stone is good against wrath.
It puts back devils.
A thing that burns the hand and makes the heart begin to tremble. It stirs up a sorrow. It is good against passion and blindness. It nourishes, philosophers say. Being restless, please send me information about your program.
Or a baby doll that rests on a glittering surface of driveway.
Marvelous shadows, for example, would like to be able to speak.
A stone with the colors
no more
of
ordinary breathing.
Heels.
Early morning heat
and
splendor.
Melancholy.
Philosophers say
it cannot be broken.
And it
is good against enemies.
The
sadness makes the heart
begin to tremble
to brawlers.
Cruel men
stir the
stones
are
broken
to see
or strangers.
Barrel
is
walking
safe
and
sure
against passion.
All black
stones
is cool
from
blindness.
A marvelous
the inward
vision.
Heats
a stone
it away the
spot
of heaven.
Cures
it
melancholy,
heals.
Philosophers say,
and it comforts and saves.
If the stone be broken, where strangers can walk safe and sure, it mitigates all discords. It cools the inward heats. It puts away the spot. It heals. It shuts the powers up in smoke. As a cloud, as blood.
Philosophers say
it shuts
the powers up
in smoke as a cloud, as blood.
Or a baby
if the heart of the
breast,
beast is eaten, still trembles.
Driveway,
Hermes says in his book, for it gives understanding.
Would like
philosophers
to
say
understanding.
Of this no more ordinary
pain.
Early morning
heat rose
and
they climbed across the windowsill.
Shining
except
to be
sure
from all
fears and
fantasies.
When the swallows make their nests, when the swallows make their nests,
a little space after comes trouble.
Gives understanding.
An herb that makes the dog.
Brought into a fever,
his eyes and
his mouth in the earth.
The black stone is
built. The house is full of
serpents,
mustard seeds,
stone,
weasel. It suffers not a devil,
and cures
no one
called
asphodel.
Passions
and griefs of the heart, I will
if the stone be
therefore,
or strangers
philosophers say,
a man with a dog's
heart,
right
wing
of a corby,
puts away the spot.
Red leaf from any strong and spreading thing.
It suffers and shuts
the
powers
of
smoke.
Of
asphodel. The passions and griefs of the heart I
come as a cloud.
As philosophers say, a man
if
with
the
heart
of the beast
heart,
is
whatever is
said
right
the
day,
they say,
is
strong,
gives understanding.
The eye of a sleeping
every
man
hour
is
of
bird
night,
arms.
Whatever
the
is
said
the
mistletoe
and
rose.
Bay leaf,
every hour
there
of birds
inside,
except
the
ratio from
all
fears,
the radio,
and tiny
spirits
entrusted
with
messages.
When the swallows
they feel
their
nothing
of motion,
they feel
nothing
of
motion,
sad,
upright,
down
the
road,
an
herb
that
makes
the
dogs
keep
silent,
lofty,
sad,
and
upright,
down the
road,
is in heaven,
his mouth,
like nature. It enters
a house
secretly,
full of serpents,
mustard
seed,
and rejoices in
like
it suffers not a devil in the house, they say, of asphodel.
Inside the house of the voices and the dreaming birds, swallow, dove, and sparrow, they say, are friends and close allies.
Inside
the
house
makes
the
best and loudest drumhead,
ash
and
dreams
of the heart
messages.
I will declare, therefore,
swallow
eyes and
philosophies
say
our friends.
A man with
allies
on her windowsill.
Skin makes the best and loudest
drumhead.
Copper is
best for
messages.
Strong.
Flowers
shell
his old head
deceives
her.
A mirror very clean.
On her windowsill, a homesick angel writes a message.
Trees and smoke
go walking.
Flowers, shells, old heavy keys, a mirror, very clean, a triptych, father, boy, and animal.
the eye of a sleeping man, the cunning of the stars. Whatever is said of the day, they say of her. Every hour of the night, the earth is listening. There are birds inside the radio, and tiny spirits and objects dancing behind us. They feel nothing of houses, nothing of demolition, sad and everything. Down the road,
scatters and death
like nature, it enters secretly into demolition and whiteness inside the house of
everything scatters into the moving and
swallow dove and sparrow, they say, are friends and close allies.
Into the father's
skin makes the best and loudest drumhead. Copper is best for
and into the mother eye sometimes to see her.
On her windowsill, a homesick angel writes a message. Trees and smoke go walking. Flowers, shells, old heavy keys, a mirror very clean, a triptych, father, boy, and animal. Sleeping objects stand behind us. Death of houses, demolition of persons, everything scatters into the moving and searching breezes and into the father, the wind, and into the mother, the wind.
You just heard Tracing the Radio Landscape by Gustavo Matamoros, broadcast by New American Radio.